Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This episode is entitled, The Blessing and the Lesson. I feel the need to touch on this. To give is better than to receive. But what I want you to recognize is that this can be done in many different ways. While the benefits can heal and uplift, bringing joy and peace. And no, I am not going to ask anyone for anything. There is an outpouring of love that is received when you give from your heart. Meditate on this as I give several words of encouragement. I have been spending time with God. It has become fragmented, unable to concentrate for the last few days, but I have received a few revelations. Number one, He is never far from any of us. That they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. Acts chapter 17, verse 27 of the King James Version. Let me add, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39 of the King James Version. The epiphany given to me by the Holy Spirit is that He has loved me with unique love languages. It is plural because He speaks to us in various ways. How He communicates with me is peculiar and distinctive. He asks me to tell you to reflect on His love languages for you. How He communicates with you. When you are hated and attacked regularly, it can be holistically exhausting. Since I was young, I could never believe in the sincerity of a preacher who has never gone through anything. What made Paul so powerful was that in his weakness, he knew from whence his help came. Listen as he gives a synopsis of his trials while debunking the fake apostles. Number two, are they self-proclaimed servants of Christ? I am speaking as if I were out of my mind. I am more so, for I exceed them with far more labors, with far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, and often in danger of death. five times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent adrift on the sea. Many times on journeys, exposed to danger from rivers, danger from bandits, danger from my own countrymen, danger from the Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger on the sea, danger among those posing as believers, in labor and hardship, often unable to sleep, in hunger and thirst, often driven to fasting for lack of food, in cold and exposure without adequate clothing. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 27 of the Amplified Version. This was allowed to keep Paul grounded so that he would not forget his impotence and feebleness as a mere man. Through this, I was able to empathize, lest I become proud and forget that I am nothing. Empathy is lacking for usually one of three reasons. A, you can't suffer with one's experiences that are foreign to you. B, instead of being thankful, you are embarrassed of where you are or have been. And C, you don't know love, so you don't know God, making you incapable of understanding. It is easy to be fake and phony, shallow, trivial, and empty of true and meaningful relationships. Number 3. The man of too many friends, chosen indiscriminately, will be broken in pieces and come to ruin. But there is a true loving friend who is reliable and sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. When I begin to feel depleted, despondent, anxious, and depressed, I know that I am being attacked. Even though I am fully aware that the Holy Spirit will always provide restoration. But to ensure that I remain humble, He gave me a clearer perception of His sufficient grace. Number 4. Because of the surpassing greatness and extraordinary nature of revelations which I have received from God, for this reason, to keep me from thinking of myself as important, a thorn in my flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment and harass me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. But He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available, regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself more effectively in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weaknesses." Did you get that? "So that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9 of the Amplified Version. Number 5. Here is the utterance of what I have personally witnessed, being fully aware of my infirmities. So I am well pleased with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, and with difficulties for the sake of Christ. Now pay attention. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am strong, truly able, truly powerful, truly drawing from God's strength. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 of the Amplified Version. There was a situation recently with my daughter that bothered me. Someone called her out of her name jokingly. I was so angry, wanting to confront this individual, that I was bound for 2 days. This yoke is powerful and deadly. The Holy Ghost was allowing me to fester in it. A draining heaviness, spiritual annihilation, until I realized that I must let go and let God. Many will always fall short, but this deception was preventing me from seeing the devastating consequences of this hindrance in my life until it had overtaken me. Attempting to cause me to forfeit my eternal reward. Even what I am asking God to reinstitute in the earthly realm of my life. Paul made a pivotal statement towards the end of the book. Number 6. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 of the King James Version. Because I have committed my life to an increasingly zealous and intimate relationship with Jesus, while pleading for restoration, I must not let the enemy rob me of my goals, knowing that vengeance is the Lord's. What can man do unto me if I don't allow it? And finally, number 7. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites. If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit, with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage. Our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. We must not become conceited, challenging or provoking one another, envying one another. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 26 of the Amplified Version. I had to be reminded that these must be cultivated and nourished. God will not give them to wasters. So you must be determined to persevere, to not only reap, but keep these spiritual gifts. The devil is crafty. Let me confirm the warning that is given to us. A. And do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you into sin by holding a grudge, or nurturing anger, or harboring resentment, or cultivating bitterness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 of the Amplified Version. B. Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only speak such as is good for building up others, according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 of the Amplified Version. In other words, choose your words carefully, speaking only when necessary. C. And finally, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, fault finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice, all spitefulness, verbal abuse, malevolence. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 of the Amplified Version. Did you get that? Don't grieve the Spirit. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. Thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.